This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
One of the things, any number of things that have happened on the campus of Richland Community College over the last number of years, but the Richland Ag program has really, I don't even know how to describe the growth. I mean, I don't know why, with Decatur Public Schools and the Duane Andreas Foundation and with Richland and all they've done, why it took us so long as a community to figure out that all these unbelievable ag-related jobs were here, not only here locally at ADM and Tate and Lyle, but globally and kids being able to write their tickets. So I'm just thankful that we've finally arrived at a place where there is an avenue for kids to be able to go into these incredible careers and understand what the ag economy means to this area. So Jess Smithers, who's the director of agricultural programs, and David Shiley, who's the outreach coordinator for agricultural programs, are both in studio here today with us. Jess, when did you start? I mean, you're going to tell me, and you could say a year or 5 years, and I'd believe you either way.
Yeah, it's kind of a blur. It seems like a year ago, but it's been 3 years.
3 years. Okay, yep. That sounds about right. Right in the middle between one and five.
Yep.
And what was sort of when you applied for the job or when you talked to? I mean, what was the plan?
Yeah. So just what you alluded to there at the beginning is we live in an agribusiness capital of the world. It's self-professed. Obviously, agriculture is a huge part of our local economy, and it certainly makes sense for the community college to have a strong agriculture program. I've said it before. I feel like we certainly need to have an agriculture program that is as robust as the agriculture economy in our community. That's what a community college is designed to do, is serve the community. And we can now more effectively do that by having a strong agriculture program at the community college to serve the agricultural companies within our community.
Yeah, and beyond. That's why, absolutely. Kids with dreams, they can chase those around the world with just the companies that are sitting right here in Decatur. All right, so talk to me about the actual program itself. What degree can people can kids get in the ag umbrella?
Yep, a vast majority of our students at this point are students that are pursuing a bachelor's degree. So they would do, and I say traditionally, they would do 2 years at Richland Community College. Some may do that in a fashion now with popularity of dual credit. So a lot of students we work with, they may finish their Associate of Arts or Associate of Science. So that's what seems to be the most popular among our students right now, about three quarters of our students. So they want to pursue a bachelor's degree in agriculture or beyond. We have students that are pre-vet, so they're looking at well beyond that bachelor's with an advanced degree. And so Associate of Arts, Associate of Science, and typically do that in a couple years, and then finish their bachelor's at the U of I or Southern, Western, ISU, or other out-of-state institutions.
Well, that's an important point, because these transfer agreements that exist, I mean, it's easier to go to Richland for 2 years and get into the School of ACES than it is just to get into the School of ACES, right? I mean, because you guys have automatic transfer agreements.
We do have a guaranteed transfer agreement with the U of I College of ACES. So if they follow a course plan that we lay out, we've worked with the U of I to develop, they maintain a minimum GPA, then they're guaranteed admittance into the U of I. And so that's an excellent opportunity for them to, and I don't use the word cheap, I use the word more valuable, more value from as far as Richland. The cost and the amount of agricultural scholarships that we have available to those students just makes a lot of sense. And it may not be for every student, but we encourage all students to consider making a visit to Richland, seeing what we have to offer, and at least give us consider those first 2 years prior to transfer.
Listen, today, and particularly in the pandemic, people have accelerated their thinking on everything, and the stigma about a community college, I don't think that exists anymore. I think people just have common sense, and they go, look, I can spend 2 years at a greatly reduced price getting the same quality education, making sure I'm in the thing I want to be in, mm-hmm. and then go to the U of I. It makes sense to kids. It makes sense to parents. I mean, I don't think you even have to sell that anymore. I mean, I think people just understand that's just a common sense approach.
And that's just one selling point. You just hit upon another selling point, is the fact that we also encourage, a lot of students know that they want to go in agriculture or think they want to go into agriculture, but they're not sure what their niche is. And that's not uncommon, obviously. And so that's a selling point for us as well, is, hey, We're in an agricultural community. Obviously, we have lots of opportunities for internships, lots of opportunities for part-time jobs. School year or summer internships, we're not feeling all of the demand currently.
Yeah, but that hasn't been an emphasis. Now it is, yeah.
I think it's going to get there quickly.
Yeah. You know, Nick and I were heavily involved in you know getting the Ag Academy started at District 61, and you know we had to get through a lot of stereotypes and a lot of misconceptions and perceptions about you know what ag is, and people automatically, particularly from you know inner city public schools, you know think ag means farming and farming only, and you know you had to kind of sort of explain you know that's 1%, mm-hmm. you know of the employment. Possibilities in this world. And once you open up kids' eyes, you know, and this all goes back to the Farm Progress Show, which you guys host every other year. This whole concept started with me standing out in a field watching these damn school buses from all over the Midwest pulling in to this thing. And I kept thinking, where are the Decatur kids? You know, we got 9,000 kids, 2 minutes away, and this might as well be, you know, they didn't get a, take part in it. They didn't even know it existed. And so thanks to the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and the incredible gift, the Duane Andreas Ag Academy was started. And literally this a couple of months ago in Indianapolis at the National FFA Show, those kids from MacArthur were standing on a stage, one of the top five FFA programs in the United States of America. Mm. That's crazy, right? But the kids, I think, get it sometimes quicker than the adults do. David, get a little bit closer if you don't mind to that microphone.
Yep.
Yeah. So as an outreach coordinator, what is it that you do to sort of get out there and spread the message about what you guys are doing on the campus of Richland?
Yeah, so exactly. So I'm going into the classrooms in our schools within Macon County and our district and answering questions, talking to them about just having a discussion of what the benefits are related to coming to Richland, what our ag program is today. And then we start talking about, I just was down in Taylorville 2 weeks ago. I asked them about how many of you are concerned about the cost of education. And the majority were. And then secondly, I talked to so many students that really, I don't know what I want to do. And so I always encourage them last 2 weeks ago in any school that I'm in within our district that, you know, come to Richland, you know, have you been there? No. You know, even though they're living in Macon County.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, but once they see it, though, and you guys have had done so much, you get the new building out there, right? We got a preview of that right at the Farm Progress Show, and that's going to be very exciting. You have a place of your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once they see it, it opens a lot of eyes, right?
Oh, sure it does. Yeah. And outside of the agriculture program, the nursing program, and so many other programs that I started 2 years ago, came from Extension, and I was just kind of blown away with the dedication and the knowledge base of the staff and faculty at Richland.
Yeah, and there's a pathway to careers, right? It's not that, you know, my friends in higher ed get on me about this, but I think for a long time it was more important to just get a degree than necessarily have a pathway to a degree, right? And you'd have kids going, getting degrees, spending $300,000 on an education to get a $30,000 a year job. And there's no way that's ever going to make any sense. And coming out of it with a lot of student debt. And one of the things I think, you know, I told Chris Valdez this a couple of weeks ago, you guys are vital, in these career paths in this community, maybe the most important player we have, whether it's trades or whether it's agribusiness or it's nursing and healthcare. You guys are a pathway into an incredible career.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think as a result of us having an agriculture program, there's more students from this community that are going to stay in within agriculture.
You bet.
And so that's a very positive thing, certainly.
All right. So tell me, classes, registrations for next semester is open now, right?
It is open now. It's not too late. Classes start January 13th, so there's plenty of time to get registered. We would welcome that. And we've talked a little bit about finances. Scholarships are plentiful.
In the ag area, right?
Especially in the agriculture area, we do have scholarships. So finances should not be a barrier whatsoever.
All right. Richland.edu.com is the web address if you'd like to check it out. Guys, we really appreciate it. Keep up the great work and come back and see us on a regular basis. I'm just telling you, this is a huge deal for this community, a huge opportunity for the kids out there and the companies that already exist here. Just gigantic. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.